But we all, everything good, Rio?
Rolling.
Right. You ready? Come on, let's get into it. Let me take before everything start. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. Don't pick up where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. We got lights. We got camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. And this is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching and or listening. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. I can't lie about that. But we have a very special episode. Long overdue, but timing is everything. It's been great. We have a beautiful Sunday here in Vallejo, California with a Vallejo legend in the making, living legend already. Oh. Damn near. Tessie of Good Company in the building. How are you living today?
I'm living well, my guy. It's great. Yes. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
Fucking fantastic.
Right on. Appreciate
Legendary.
It. Right. She came in. She was like, this, you know, this is the studio. Shout out to the IKEA couch. You feel me? Holding us down. Holding us up this morning. Holding us up. But I'm super juiced to get you in the studio. Like I said, it's been a long time coming, but I'm glad. You just invited me to the album. Album listening party mm-hmm, event for It Gets Better. Amazing event. Beautiful. Once again, thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for coming.
Congratulations on
thank
it for
you.
One.
Thank you.
And the turnout was amazing.
Shout out
to the venue. Shout out to the people. The turnout was beautiful. Thank you to everybody who came and supported Tessie. The Absolutely. Love was genuine. The love was genuine
it
in
was,
that building.
It was full. It was full of love that day, mm-hmm. for sure.
So let's get into to some more currents. Like you said, not the current events, but just the currents. You feel me? The current wave of the tide that Tessie is today. You know, November's upon us. You know, Thanksgiving's around the corner, so we can finna eat good soon. Got to hit you with the rapid wave segment. That should be fun. Some good questions. We're not going to do too much sports. You feel me? So we're gonna keep that light. And then we got to end it with my favorite segment for sure. The story arc, because I need to know the full story of the wonderful brand, enterprise, entity that Tessie is. So without
you.
Further ado, let's get into this episode.
Let's get it.
Starting off, as I mentioned before the podcast, every month this year, I've been doing a campaign. June was like, what's your superpower? July was what you represent. Now we're all the way, 2022 been moving for one.
Moving.
We're in November. So what are you thankful for? You can speak to in the many different aspects, personally or professionally. You are a brand in yourself, but you also are a human. So just what are some of those things that you feel thankful for? Maybe your support system, the people in your circle, friends, family, associates, coworkers, anything like that you could speak to?
Man, I'm literally thankful for everything. The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. I'm thankful for life,
yes.
like in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit here for hours and list every little thing. I'm thankful for this acai bowl I got right here down the street.
Real.
Like,
shout out Sunshine.
Shout out Sunshine.
Going crazy.
But nah, I'm really thankful because I'm a very this happened for a reason type of person. Mm-hmm. So literally, like, I'd be like, oh, that napkin fell like this. Like, that's why this happened.
Yep.
Like, you heard of the butterfly effect, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly that. Like, I'm literally thankful for every little thing that happens in my life.
No, I feel
and
that.
Every person that comes by, like, all of it.
All of I hear you. I feel that as well. I try to take as much time and try to, you know, remind friends, coworkers, anything to be thankful. Just, you know, taking those little moments. Somebody told me the term taking the good. You feel me? As humans, we're programmed to recognize what's wrong with stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back, take in the good. Like this breeze I'm feeling, this sunlight that's hitting me, taking the good.
Bruh,
not everybody
there's
can.
So much.
Exactly.
There's so much that you could be thankful for. Like literally, we'll wake up and the first thing we'll do is like usually everybody just thinks of all of their issues and problems in life. And it's like, bro, you're breathing right now. Like, you could see through both of your eyes. Like, you could get up and, like, walk around type shit.
Man,
like,
taking everything
for granted. It's
for
wild,
sure.
Bro.
But, you know, it's a crazy world we live in. So, we, you know, we just try to stay present.
Stay present. And best way to do that is be thankful. Be thankful. Be humble. That's what we're trying to promote this month here on What's the Wave. So I'm glad you already practiced that in your day-to-day life and already, you know, it's in your mindset. You feel me? So
absolutely. You got to.
Let's get into picking more about your mindset and just kind of your perspective of the city right now. You know, we represent the city that we're from. We're loyal to the soil. Shout out Vallejo, California. Mm-hmm. Love the cloth that I'm cut from.
Absolutely.
A lot's been going on with this city, good and bad. From where you're sitting right now and what you've been, you know, around and been exposed to lately, how do you see Vallejo right now? Just where you see it? You think it's trending in a good way, a positive way? Like I said, a lot's been going on.
A lot's been going on. I live under a rock, honestly, but...
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'd be keeping to myself, to be honest. But, I mean, honestly, the things that do pop out to me are never... like the bad things, I always see the good, you know what I mean?
Hell
so
yeah.
Yeah, it's always like you've been popping off. Everybody is crazy because like everybody that we've like grown up with mm-hmm. is just like doing shit.
Yeah,
and it just makes me so happy to see real. Like everybody's really on their shit, like doing what they gotta do mm-hmm. and really coming up. And it's just so beautiful to see like fucking good companies on fire, like
for sure.
Everything is it's crazy.
Everybody has definitely been taking off.
Yeah,
even since the like you said, since the span where I've kind of started the podcast, I've been doing this for a little over a year now,
mm-hmm.
and just the people we went to school with in the span of you feel me, we could count on just all the amount of hands we got in the room. Like
right.
everybody doing something, whether they got a brand, their business, they helping something out, they giving
so
back.
Beautiful.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So
and I'm glad that you see it and you're recognizing it, because that's all we're trying to do here at What's the Wave. You know,
it's if just, you don't see it, it's like you're intentionally like closing your eyes, because it's like hard to not recognize it.
Facts. Facts. You could just look at the catalog. I think I've had probably like 50, 60 guests, and all of them I've either went to school with or know of, or you feel
right?
me, really didn't kick through it, like no personally. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Vallejo's cultivating something great. So it's been a major year, like I said, for good company yourself. Like you said, over the course of 2021 and 2022, even speak on that during the pandemic. How did that kind of impact you and maybe your music, even the making of the whole process of making it, or just overall, just personally?
The pandemic, man, it definitely like fucked up the momentum mm-hmm. that we had going, because we were doing shows like every month.
Mm.
Like we had just when did the pandemic start? I'm terrible
2020. March 2020. So the beginning.
Okay, yeah. So we were like 2019 is when we dropped Field Trip, and we were like on a fucking roll, right?
Right.
Just moving, and the pandemic happened, fucking cut everything off. We were like, okay, we'll be back in like a month. It's all good.
Yeah.
Shit lasted like two years.
2 years,
I was
man.
Like, bro, what?
Real hiatus.
Yeah, it just kind of like messed up the momentum, but we just, you know, found a way to keep it pushing.
Had to thug it out.
Had to. You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out somehow, some way.
For sure.
But yeah, I was just kind of tucked to myself, like working on music
mm-hmm.
as much as I could. Slowly building out. I wasn't really intentionally trying to make an album. I was really just like,
I was just about to ask, did you like use that time intentionally to make an album, or is it just kind of arose just from the timing?
It just, so I just took that time to like fuck around and really experiment like with my own sound, because like the Field Trip EP was written by LaRussell, so I didn't I just went in there and sang that shit.
Right,
like,
right.
But I wanted to be like, I wanted to just show myself what I could do. You know what I mean? So I just like tucked away for a bit and just created whatever I felt like creating in the time, in the moment, whatever I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
With no type of like direction or anything.
Yeah.
I was just in there fucking around.
Right.
And just writing about my life and what I was going through and how I felt. And like at the end of it all, it kind of just came together.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's great. I know it's
organic,
a process. Yeah.
Supernatural, super just, it was like unintentionally intentional.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Definitely,
like it's crazy.
Does. It's just like I said, just happened. Everything just fell into place.
Yeah.
Like it's just one of those things that took care of itself.
Absolutely.
And the results are, you can see it. Like you said, when the main thing I felt at the listening party was I felt it. Like I said, it was a feeling in the room. It was a presence. Like, that's when it was just like, it was more than just, oh, I'm listening to having fun and a vibe. Everybody throw the word, a vibe, around a lot. But right. It's like, no, you felt something. You feel me? So the energy that was put into that music definitely was spread that time for that showcase, for sure.
Beautiful. That's like the main thing. That's probably like the main thing that I want people to get out of it, is if like you feel it, because that this album is like literally like pure fucking emotion.
Yeah, it's raw.
Like, you feel it. Like, that shit heavy.
That shit is. Oh yeah, that shit is definitely.
But
heavy.
In a good way.
Yeah, great. Oh no, it's great. It's great. I'm about to say, it's like you said, it's the roller coaster, the ups, the downs, the goods and the bads. Just enjoying all of it, because that's the beauty of life. So, going back to kind of finding your own sound and stuff like that, I love what you've been doing with the test runs, or with the garage rehearsals, little stuff like that, and that seems very personal to me, just from seeing it from the outside looking in. You do those by yourself?
I do, yeah.
Exactly. It just seems like it's just you, a microphone, and a camera.
Facts.
And I can understand that, starting off of What's the Wave, that's what it was with me too. It's just like, okay, it's just me thugging it out. But from your standpoint, you're also showcasing your vulnerability with your music, and you're putting a visual behind not just the audio, because people could hear it and, you know, hear it from a distance, but seeing how you are in tune with your music and stuff like that, I feel like that shows a lot. So could you describe what it was like, maybe even being comfortable starting to do that, just show the visual side of it, like, you feel me, just being instead of you know, exactly, because it seems like, you know, you like being under your rock.
I definitely
exactly
do.
So it's like, instead of putting a camera, what was that like, just like, okay, let me show this off a little bit?
So it kind of came about because, you know, GC does like the live sessions and stuff like that, and we've done like, we filmed a bunch, like artists were coming in like all the time to go film live sessions, and I'd be there literally like every day filming with them, and I wouldn't film any like for myself.
Right.
So, and everybody's like, when are you gonna do a live? Why don't you do any lives? Da, da, da. And I'd just be like, not today.
I'm feeling
only because it's like, yeah, I have like performance anxiety like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
That's real.
It's real as fuck.
Yeah,
it's real. I hate it. But at the same time, it's kind of like I'm trying to take it as a blessing, because I know that I'm not the only one that has it. So to just like, I want to be able to show people that even if you do have that performance anxiety, you can still do something. You know
you
what
can
I mean?
Perform like still,
you can,
yeah.
You can, you know, you just got to find your way. And I was talking to Russell about it, and he was like, because I rehearse in my garage, like before I was doing the test runs, that's where I rehearse. And honestly, I do that because like, I'm even fucking scared to rehearse like in my house, like in front of my family type shit. Like,
it's bad.
It's okay. You know what I mean?
It's just funny because, you know, I'm outgoing. I'm so opposite.
So you don't even know what I'm talking about.
So hearing that, it's very interesting to me, because seeing that dynamic and how you have to navigate it, even though doing something you do, which is singing and music, which is very a show offy, you know, kind of media.
Backwards.
So exactly, but it's funny hearing how you have to navigate that.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's something that I'm like very, I guess I'd say proud, honestly, because not a lot of artists you see are like this.
Talk
you know?
Your shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Talk
like
your
they're
shit.
Every time I see an artist, or every time like I would look at like people's interviews and stuff like that, they'd be like, oh yeah, I've been fucking performing in front of my family since I was this big, jumping on fucking walls. Like, I used to love being in front of people, da 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 da. And I just wouldn't relate. I'd be like, damn, is this like, does that mean that this isn't for me? You know what I mean? Like, am I not supposed to be doing this? Because I don't have that same like feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I just told myself like, nah, that's bullshit. Because I love doing this. Like, there's a reason why I'm still here fucking
and
trying
fucking
to do this
good
shit.
At it. Like, aww. So yeah, like, you're good at what you do. So
thanks.
Come on now. Come on, you're here.
Yeah, so...
But I see that's kind of where the garage rehearsal sessions just kind of
arose. Okay, so I was talking to Russell about it, and he was like, bro, you rehearse in your fucking garage all the time. Just set up a camera, do it yourself. He's like, I'll give you a camera, I'll give you this, I'll give you that, like, I'll give you what you need. Just set it up, post you singing in your fucking garage. Like, people just want to hear you sing, like, that's it. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right. So yeah, and I post my first one, and fucking people loved it. I was like, this is insane. I'm literally just in my garage and people are like fucking with it.
Yeah, it's but that easy.
It is. And it's like, people just want to see you do your thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's, it's crazy because, like, I'll be singing like perfectly fine, normal, right? Once I hit that button to like record, I'm by my fucking self yeah. in the garage, like right. literally no one's there. And then I get like nervous. I can't even look at the camera. I'm just yeah. like
the whole mood in the room changed, even though there's nobody in there but
exactly.
you.
Exactly. It's crazy. Yeah. It's really battling yourself, like creating this whole like monster for what? Like
mm-hmm.
and it's just been a journey, like getting over yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Great.
I hear that a lot. Yeah. Bringing guests on and hearing the common challenges when getting started or when finding your way. It's just that self doubt, like you said, just
oh yeah,
having
shit.
To jump off the porch.
Yeah,
gotta get it out. Gotta go. Just it's gotta crazy. Take off.
Yeah.
But moving along, you kind of touched on during the pandemic, the album. Oh, you see, I still got my bracelet
you
on.
Got you feel me?
We still got it on. You
see,
it gets better.
That.
It gets better.
It
like
gets
I said,
better.
I was there. Wonderful event. Shout out to the venue and the host. Could you please shout her out, please?
The Neighborhood Plant Dealer,
yes.
Dory. She's a real one. Her yes. venue is beautiful. It's in Vallejo. It's a beautiful plant shop. She opens it up for people to like do their little events.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. If you guys need a space, you need to go tap in with her. She's amazing.
I had to make sure we, because yeah, once I walked in, I was just like, hey, yo. A gem in Vallejo, for real.
A gem
in Vallejo,
for real.
And she's amazing as well. Met her personally. Mm-hmm. She's a super dope person. Yeah. So I definitely had to shout that out. But the party was great. The album is even better. You touched on it earlier. You worked on it kind of through the pandemic. That's kind of where it just arose. Just like you said, organically, really.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing it wasn't planned, that just kind of peeled back the curtain. So how do you feel like you fell more into that process of making music? I get it. You were finding your own sound, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a lot of emotion and stuff behind it. Could you just explain more of that process just for this particular project?
Yeah. So I was down bad. I was down bad.
We all be there.
We all be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like going through it emotionally. Mm-hmm. In like a really just like, I feel like people, we're like all living the same fucking life because people just relate.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even be trying and people are like, oh man, this is crazy. It's like hitting home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was just going through like, you know, toxic fucking cycles. And we all are familiar, but yeah. Everybody's nodding their fucking heads.
It's too relatable.
It's
especially
too relatable.
At our age, our generation.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I was just writing about how I felt, like what I was going through. And it's funny, I started a lot of songs, but it was only a few that I finished.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was the ones that made it to the right. album that I guess really needed to be spoken on and addressed
right.
within my like inner world, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just
I mean, did you find it difficult by any means to express certain emotions through your music? Because a lot of artists do use that as kind of an outlet,
mm-hmm.
But also knowing you as being kind of more of a reserved person,
yeah.
Did you find that difficult of expressing too much? Maybe, you know, navigating whether how much to say, how much to hold back with your art?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I don't think it's a conscious thing. I'm not like mm-hmm. consciously like, oh, I'm gonna say this much. Like
right.
when I'm writing and when I'm like creating,
it doesn't seem like it's a conscious decision from your end, because you said it just seems so organic. And the way I receive the message in your music, it seems like, oh yeah, I just got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like you put in too much, like,
I think after,
yeah, like, premeditated effort into
yeah,
that.
No,
yeah,
no, not at all. After, though, I'll like, listen to it, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, damn, I don't know if I could put this out. You know what I mean?
Real shit, though. Real shit.
And that was, like, a big battle with this whole project. I'm like, damn, I don't know if I want to put this out, because it's like, this shit's too personal. Yeah, like, yeah. It's too personal. Like, everybody's just going to know everything. Yeah. Like, I'm just putting everything out there. Like, mm-hmm. But at the same time, what made me, like, get over that was knowing that, like, we all live the same lives. And, mm-hmm. you know, these songs helped me heal and get through, like, these phases of, like, mm-hmm. these cycles. And if it helped me, I know it's going to help somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those are the messages that I get, like, all the time. Is like, people are always like, man, your songs helped me through, like, my darkest, hardest yeah. heartbreaks or whatever. Like, they're, like, super grateful that I put my music out. And it's like, damn, like, if I could help you like that, then it's like, I'd be doing a disservice to the freaking world if I didn't, like, for put real. This out and let you guys have it, too. So
it's just, man, it's crazy how... it takes one person to show that their darkest times or their vulnerability to make the next person being like, damn, I could get through mine just seeing yours or hearing yeah. about yours. Like, just mm-hmm. that exposure is crazy how shit like life is in right. that sense.
I had to let people know that it gets better.
It does. It does. And I'm glad you're able to echo that message. And it's felt. So
I'm glad.
One thing I did love what you said on, I believe, hold on, I wrote it down. I don't mind. You wouldn't, like I said, I love this perspective that you took on love, and I just want you to speak to it just for me personally, because you said I love the versions of us it created. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I love that, because I'm all about experience. I think everything's a lesson. Exactly. I'm the same mindset. Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. I don't regret nothing I've been through. I would not change anything about my past, good or bad. Same. It made me into the person I am today. Absolutely. So could you just speak to how do you feel, or how you kind of stumbled upon that perspective of love in that way?
Yeah, I Don't Mind is one of my favorites mm-hmm. for that reason. I'm glad you were able to, like, pick
yeah.
up on that.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure.
Yeah. To me, like, love is always a risk. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting your heart on the line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with risk comes high risk, high reward. You know for what I sure. mean? And I always feel like love is worth it. Like, yeah, there's the potential of getting hurt, but that's just what comes with the game, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I always feel like it's worth it. And that line of, what did I say?
I said, the versions of us it created.
Yeah, the versions of us it created. Yeah. Like, whenever you go into, like, a relationship, you usually, I mean, mm-hmm. probably like 99% of the time, right. you come out, like, completely different, you know? Like,
facts.
And especially if you, like, do the work after, you really, really evolve and learn. Yeah. Like, learn from your mistakes, learn from, like, everything that you've been through. Like, it helps you grow. So mm-hmm. if I didn't go through this,
right,
I wouldn't be who I am now. And facts. I'm, like, just super grateful for where I'm at, who I am, who I've become, like, through all the fucking through all the dark. Like, it's I always forget what the thing is. Smooth waters don't make skilled sailors, or some shit like that.
Oh, I like that.
Come on. What's the wave?
What's the wave? What's she dropping these wavy ass bars on? What's the wave? Come on now. We love to hear it. Come on.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing don't make for, what is that? Skilled sailors?
Skilled sailors.
We finna print that and quote that. Yeah, we finna throw that up on the backdrop. Okay, it's good. We gonna end it there for the currents, man. We're gonna end it there for the nice currents. We kept it real smooth, real low tide. So thank you for that. Thank you for peeling back the curtain just absolutely. On your creative process, your thought process, your emotional process. So that's mm-hmm. very, very helpful. I think that people are gonna love that. Let's get into something more fun, more like the Rapid Wave segment. So it's going to be a lot easier. Okay. We've been doing this since June. Me and Rio have been loving the response that we've been getting from our guests. So okay. it's been a hit. So I got to hit you with it. It's about like 10 questions. Usually answer off the top of your head. Simmer on them if you want to. We got all the time in the world.
Okay. I'm going to try and do it. Rapid.
I got you. First off, beach house or more of a cabin in the woods, lake house?
Beach house.
Easy peasy. All right.
Easy.
You only could pick one. You're a 90s baby. You only could pick one. Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel.
I'm gonna say Disney, because the songs just hit.
Okay. She took the music route. Music route. That makes sense. Skittles or Starburst? She's like, she had both of them.
Shit. Honestly, I think I ate more Starburst in life than Skittles.
I got you. Okay, I can dig it.
I'm not a candy person.
I got you. Yeah, same, same. overall craving, In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I know that's either that could depend a day.
Yeah, that's dependent on the Sunday day.
So we know it's In-N-Out. So, but I get you on that.
Right. I've honestly had more In-N-Out than Chick-fil-A. So yeah.
Okay, I could dig it. I could dig it. Viking or a pirate? If you could describe
pirate.
Yourself. Come on now. Come Always. On. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Ooh, pro in any sport?
Yes. You can take it anywhere. Like I say, skateboarding.
Surfing.
Shout out. I like that. I like that. Surfing. I like that. That's hard. That's a first.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. Element bender. If you could bend any element, water, fire, earth, air.
Element bender. Fuck. Damn. I'd say... I want to say water. Yeah. I want to say fire, but...
Okay. Well,
I'll say water.
Water. Water. Soft answer, water. We'll keep it there. Okay. I love breakfast. Best meal of the day to me. So give me your ideal breakfast. It could be setting. It could be a place.
You,
go ahead. Ideal breakfast.
I got you.
Oh, we love it. Come on. Yes. I'm glad I asked this one. Okay. I just had a feeling.
Okay. I'm sitting in my beach house.
Yep.
Looking at the ocean.
Boom.
Damn. Fresh mangoes off the tree.
Yep.
I got garlic fried rice with a fried crispy fried egg sunny side up, longanisa. That's called a long silog.
Yes,
for the people who don't know.
Yes, love it.
And bang silog. So bangos, it's like this like marinated fish that you like fry.
Okay, I gotta try it.
This is so good. So yeah, long silog, bang silog, fucking fresh mangoes off the tree with the ocean view.
I do.
Fucking.
Oh, I like that. I need to find somewhere I could get some of that.
Yes,
okay, for sure.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Okay. three, I'm going to say comfort albums, but you could really put them in the room like go-to albums. Three go-to albums whenever you just either had a long day or just, you know, want a cool little vibe, something you always run through. What are your three go-tos?
Shea Butter Baby.
My girl. I was just slapping Ari last night.
Man, she's amazing.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
My go-to fucking comfort albums. Whole ass albums.
You can do mixtapes too, you know. You can take it to a couple different realms.
What do I listen to? She's like had a chokehold on me since she dropped that shit.
Okay, yeah, that yeah, same. You can even go artists. You can even say artists if you want to.
Okay,
you know.
Okay, cool. That's easier.
I got you.
Janae, obviously.
Ooh, got
yeah,
you.
That's
got
my
you.
Girl. And comfort. Who do I go for comfort?
It's like, man, it's been a long day. I just need to hear my girl real quick. You feel me? Or I just need to hear this one song.
Comfort, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's always a good nice little that soulful vibe you need for sure.
That was crazy. It's like I didn't start listening or I didn't listen to Lauryn Hill when I was like younger because nobody in my family like had listened to R&B. So I was put on her like so much later in life. I feel like I was deprived, but yeah.
Okay, no, you're
now I'm like getting it in.
You're all good. Okay. Last question. This is a random one because I just threw this out to the homies group chats and stuff too. Y'all know this question.
Okay.
50 million.
Okay.
Would you send your mother to jail for 1 year, but you cannot tell her why? 50 mil. She got to do a year.
A year?
You can't tell her why, but when she get out, you can tell her when she get out, but you can't tell her what you can't tell her before. Would you send moms 50 mil for 50 million?
Mom. Explain later.
Real one. Come on, I'll talk later, Miles. We need this money. You gonna come out.
Just trust me.
She gonna be fed and she gonna be in there commissary.
Right.
Like, why am I taking care of the commissary? She got everything she needs. Hey. Got everything on her books. Oh,
I'm explain
I love
later,
it.
Mom. But I love you. Just know that I'm doing this for you.
I love it. Okay, beautiful. That's gonna end it for the Rapid Wave 7000. That was great. Beautiful. before we transition to the baby little bit of sports segment and then the story arc, I have to do a quick shout out to my sponsors. Right. Number one, Vintage Variation. I got the man in the building. He actually, you know, like I said, we got this teamwork thing going. Like I said, he out there getting some B-roll for the squad. A-Vision also is his name. So if you need some little photography handled, please holler at my boy. But shout out Vintage Variation, all your vintage apparel needs. Head to toe, men, women, children, everything is covered. Please go shop them, always and foremost. Number two, Become Cosmetics. Oh, the relaunch is coming. We just had a wonderful, nice little meeting as well. So stay tuned. I ain't even going to say the date, but you know, the end of November, we got something rolling out. Shout out Become Cosmetics. Dropping very, very soon. Always Kai Clips. Get you a roach clip. Shout out my homegirl podcast, Breedy's the What's the Wave version. She does the custom ones. Ladies, you spend way too much money on your nails to burn them on the damn doobie. Get you a nice little Kaya clip. Go ahead and hobble at one of those. Hey, they'll get your card out the ATM too. I heard they're multi-use tools. So you feel me? We got those as well. And last but most definitely not least, the man with the plan, the man behind the cam, the man with the lights, camera, and action, Rio Real Productions. Holla at my boy. If you need anything, point and shot, stitched and sewed, holla at my dog. He can take care of you for sure. But with that out the way, let's get into some sports. I know, like I said, you be under your rock. You don't really watch a lot of sports. Do you have any, I'll say, any favorite teams? Do you just rep the home squads?
Warriors for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm guessing you're repping them. Basketball season just started. I don't know if you knew, but so it just started. So we just got into the swing of things. So go Dubs. We'll shout out the Dubs for sure. Any players you like watching other than maybe like the Warriors or Curry, or just like you just like?
Honestly, I feel like they're the most entertaining. Like,
very true. Very true.
So it's kind of hard to like.
I can't argue with that one.
Watch anything else.
I can't argue with that one. Any football? No, maybe.
Did I don't watch too much football. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Like, right. If that's the scene, yeah. I'm gonna sit there and fucking Facts, get yeah, into like, it.
You know,
for
it's
sure.
Sunday. We always got football you Sunday on, so yeah. You already know. Okay, I like it. Growing up, did you play any sports? Do you like playing any sports now?
I play all the sports.
What? Okay, so, like I do anything. Video no games are pretty hoes, man. Come on. I say, real Vallejo in here. We love it. But that's good, though. I'm about to say, do you feel
mean,
like you stay
I'm down
active?
To play. I don't play them, you know. Yeah. But I'm down.
Got you. You're not going to go out to go hoop, but if y'all hooping.
Yeah. Like, if you hit me up and like, oh, you want to go hoop? I'll come.
All right. Oh, real one. I love it. Okay. So that's good. Stay active, you know, stay fun. Have fun out there, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't let that inner child die.
Go play. You gotta go play. I love to play.
So I work with kids, and these kids, and I blame the older siblings. I blame your uncles. I blame your aunties. These kids don't know how to play kickball. They don't know how to throw a frisbee. I had to teach these kids how to play tetherball. All they do is hoop and soccer. That's it. They don't play Foursquare no more.
No.
These kids don't like
no wall.
Like,
ball,
no
no,
wall. It's sad,
nothing.
Tess. It's so sad right
oh
now. So
God.
I'm blaming y'all older siblings, y'all older sisters, brothers.
We gotta get do
y'all,
better.
Y'all gotta do better. Teach them how to throw a damn frisbee. God damn, bruh. Damn, bruh. Exactly. They don't know how to throw a frisbee, bruh. Come on, man. I know it's hard, but God damn, bruh. Come on, bruh. But we'll leave it there for the sports. Go get active. Go have fun. Play 60 all day. Let's get into the real nitty gritty. One of my favorite parts, the story arc.
The story arc.
So I like to call it that. I'm an anime fan, and like I said, there's a lot of story arcs in anime. So I need your origin story. When did it become Tessie? Because you feel me exactly like, you know, I knew you from high school and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. I didn't know you as much of a musician. I mean, I knew you just exactly from being a classmate. Mm-hmm. But when did you kind of take that full on, like, nah, I'm finna be Tessie. I'm finna put my music out there for people to hear, receive it, and make something of it.
When was that? I think I made the transition with Tessie when I dropped my first single, Rude Boy. That was when I did. When was that? Fucking 2017.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that
like
was, but so that, definitely after high school though.
Definitely after high school.
Okay, for
yeah,
for sure. Okay.
Definitely after high school. Mm-hmm. It was just another. Another tactic of me trying to like get out of my own way, because I'm like, oh, I don't know, Diane is this like shy person.
Right.
Maybe if I create like Tessie,
mm-hmm.
it's like an identity that I could build this character.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, well, she could do it. You
right.
Know what
that's
I mean?
Something else you could tap into.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? We're the same person.
That's real. That's real.
The monkey's out of the bottle. I'm her, guys.
Real talk. For real. That's how I be.
No, but Tessie actually is derived from my mom's name. Her name is Teresita, but her best friend calls her Tessie.
Wow.
And I wanted an artist name that like meant something to me. Mm-hmm. And being Filipino, my mom, she like obviously wants me to go be a fucking nurse.
Right.
No, I mean, not saying like...
No, no knock to the nurses.
No knock to the nurses.
No knock
we
to the
nurses. Guys,
no knock to the Filipino nurses. We love y'all, y'all.
Love you guys.
Right.
Don't think we need any more, though.
We got enough. We got enough.
Like, but yeah, so I wanted to name myself that also to just like an ode to my mom. Like, I'm doing what I want to do, but this is like my success is still like for you. Yeah. So
still want to make you proud.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's where that came from.
Okay, for sure, for sure. After kind of establishing that part of your identity as far as an artist, can you give me one of those other challenging moments, one of those oh no moments as far as maybe that self-doubt of exactly releasing music, maybe finding somewhere to record, having the resources of a booth or production, all that other stuff. Could you just speak to one of those challenges you had to face?
I always go to this moment. It's
it's one of them.
It's one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like the one. So I had a performance. It was like one of the first times that I've ever like performed live. Mm-hmm. And we all know performance anxiety.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
It's real. So I had like my mom, my dad, my brother, a few friends. Larissa was there. Mm-hmm. And it was like some like little like bar in this random ass city that I was like performing in. Bruh, I fucking did terrible. Forgot the lyrics, was singing all off, like shaky, like it was bad.
It was just the shit show. It was just
the fucking shit show. And of course my friends are like, you know, fucking cheering me on, like, you know, being supportive and shit. I go home, my dad is like, that was bad. He's like,
shut out Pops. He kept it real.
He kept it real, bro. He kept it real.
Shut out Pops.
He kept it real. And he was like, of course your friends are gonna cheer for you, because they're your friends.
Facts.
And he was like, if that's how you're gonna be, he was like, you shouldn't do music. He was like, you don't got what it takes.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn.
Like, yeah, that stung. That stung.
Bruh, that damn. Fucked me up.
Yeah, that stung.
That
Pop.
Fucked me up because he's like literally the reason why I fucking am able to sing in the first place. Like, I get my talents from him.
Wow.
Like, he has the genes that got passed down
to
me.
So when it came from him, it was just like...
When it came from him, I was like, damn.
Damn. Damn, cuz.
Yeah, that shit fucking hurt. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
I don't do this shit anyway.
Hey, that's real, though. Facts.
But, yeah, it took me a minute to get back. And, like, that did, like, create a bunch of fucking trauma in me. Because now it's like... When any of my friends say I'm doing good, I'm like, you fucking lying ass bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Defense mechanism, like, I don't trust that shit.
I'm a trauma response. I don't trust anybody when they tell me I'm doing good no more. Like,
right.
I don't trust anybody.
I feel it. But, I mean, it helped you find you and respect you.
It did. The fact that I had him tell me that and I still chose to go do this shit was, like, a testament to me. Like, clearly I want to do this shit.
It is. It's, and I see that a lot, which seems to be a common thread in your life. Like, yeah, even after all, which, like I said, I can relate to, too. This trauma made me. Like, you feel me? All the bad shit I've been through, all this tough shit, it created this beautiful person that you are, that we try to be, that we aspire to be, because it's like, I don't want nobody to feel like what I was.
Right.
So I'm not gonna pass that energy. I'm gonna dead it here, and I'm gonna create a beautiful, you know, entity out of something that wasn't so great. So
yeah,
from the negative to the positive, give me a feel good moment, give me a let's go moment where you was like,
man,
oh, I am supposed to be here.
Yeah. We had did a show. It's like, we had called it like Over the Counter. Over at when Urban Counter was still a thing.
Right, yeah.
And we had like a little concert there, and that shit was like packed full.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a big spot, so it's easy to pack.
Right.
But at the time, it was like dope.
Yeah.
So I'm in there, and I'm like performing, and everybody's fucking singing my shit. And it's like, it was the wildest feeling. Like, my heart was so full,
That's
and
so
I was
dope.
Like, damn, this shit's like... real. Yeah. Like, this is really happening. Like, these motherfuckers are really singing my shit. I don't even have to say anything type shit. Like,
that's beautiful.
And it was so beautiful. Loud in there. And, like, it was the wildest feeling ever. And I was like, damn, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That's one of them moments. She's just like, yeah, I'm here like, now.
This is it.
Okay, I love it. And those are moments we live for. Like, mm-hmm. for real. Just those little surreal moments.
Yeah.
Those little nuggets.
Get them along the way, and it's great.
Like I said, it comes with the big events. It comes during the process. Mm-hmm. It's not always the end goal, but the journey. That journey is a lot. But it's a beautiful thing. And with that being said, as we wrap up this beautiful episode, what's next? What can we expect from Tessie as far as maybe music? Can we expect you to lay low, like I said, and exactly just take your time? Maybe seeing you out more, showing face. What can we expect from Tessie?
I feel like you'll probably see my face a little bit more than you have in the past.
So we got her on What's the Wave, y'all. You know? Y'all see it, man.
It's progress.
Shout out Z.
Progress.
Come on. Shout out Tessie. We got them locked in. Come on. We got her outside a little bit.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be outside a little bit more for sure. I definitely, my priority right now is to like fucking live life, get some more experience so that I could write about more things. That's like very important to me.
That's real.
Because I don't want to be writing about the same shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm in a new chapter, so I'm out here like experiencing new things. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
It gets better. Now it got better.
Exactly.
That's gonna get next. Exactly. It got better. That shit gonna be hard.
No, it's definitely better, bro. I'm gonna say that right now. It's definitely better.
Yes. Hell yes. I'm so thankful. This has been a one of the best episodes. So for sure, thank you for pulling up. Thank you again.
Thank
everybody
for
watching. Like, share, subscribe.
Thank you guys.
Somebody. This has been a great episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a blessing.
I had a great time.
Thank you. And keep doing your thing.
Thank you too.
For
you
sure.
Too.
I appreciate it.
You are amazing. I love everything that you do. This is great.
Right on.
Man.
Just trying to build, trying to create, trying to cultivate.
You're not trying. You're doing, bro.
Thank you. That's what we doing, man. Mm-hmm. What's the Wave? We the Wave. Tell the people where they can find you, where they can find the album, where they can find everything.
You can find me at TessieMystic_ on IG. My link is in the bio.
Yep. We'll put it below in the description.
Yeah. You can find everything there. You can get my album. It's Proud to Pay, so you could put in whatever you want. Mm-hmm. The album, it's out.
It gets
so
better,
go listen to it. It gets better.
Go ahead. Come on, we up. Other than that, this has been a super dope episode of What's the Wave. Thank y'all for watching, and we will see y'all next Wednesday. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets.